Can a photo change the way you look at life? Chip Duncan is hoping the answer is yes.
9/11 was a turning point on so many levels, but it didn't need to be a turning point on fear. Mm-hmm. We really don't need to be afraid of the rest of the world because the vast majority of people are not extremists mm-hmm. on anything. They're just trying to take care of their families. They're trying to get by. And so when I say that I say yes to things, in part, I look at fear as a spiritual issue.
Duncan is an Emmy Award-winning photojournalist, filmmaker, and adventurer who lived part of his life in Michigan and now lives in Milwaukee. He has filmed, photographed, and reported, as well as worked with several charity organizations in more than 30 countries. His theory of saying yes to the possibilities presented to him, in essence, embracing a positive spin on life, is something he hopes people will take with them after they leave this exhibit.
The exhibit and the photos in the book have a lot in common in that what I was trying to do every place I went was look for images of hope. And that can be very simple. It can just be putting an image in the book of a Muslim man smiling. Because, you know, since 9/11 in particular, but in general, we tend to look at people that we're unfamiliar with as threatening. And that could be in a neighborhood somewhere in Chicago or New Orleans or New York or Miami. Or it could be international.
Though he began his career as a journalist before he became a filmmaker, he is now taking his still photos as he travels the world and writing books too. The photos and his just-published book of his photographs and writings from his many journeys portray people he met as he traveled to Pakistan, India, Afghanistan, and Africa. Gail DeMeyer, Visual Arts Education Director at Crooked Tree Arts Center, is the curator of this exhibit called Images of Humanity and Hope.
Hopefully it'll empower people to think not just within their own homes, but to think outside, even if it's just on a local scale or on a statewide scale. I hope what it takes is people to take pause and understand that they can help the world be a better place in a small area or in a larger arena.
The exhibit of Chip Duncan's photos and his book called Enough to Go Around will be at Crooked Tree Arts Center in Petoskey until Wednesday, November 11th. For CMU Public Radio, I'm Marilyn Geist in Petoskey.